let's say you went upstairs in Macy's and you really like this Calvin Klein, you know, mint green one.
Who doesn't? That's
and you wanted
one.
To wear that.
It is.
And you wanted to have that for your summertime bedding.
Exactly, yeah.
So you would buy
comforting
that.
And cool, sure.
Right, so you put that on and
the
mint green is like nice for, but then when it comes time for like winter time and you're like, dude, I'm so feeling snowmen.
Why don't they just call it a blanket cover? Duvet?
I don't know. It's French.
You're saying it to me as if like I went, ice cubes? What are ice cubes?
Do they have like Star Wars duvets?
I don't know, dude. I'm sure you can find one.
All right. There you go. You learned what a duvet is. We'll
so
find
anyway,
out.
So anyway, you would take it off and then in the wintertime you put on the one that you really love, which is the snowman one.
So it's for this. I always thought it was for protection. So that the
protection.
Down, so the
bulletproof
down,
duvet.
So the down quills don't come out and jab you in the eyeball.
Well, I feel like they still come out and jab you in the eyeball.
Yeah, I would think they'd sell it if things are jabbing out. They'd sell it that way with a thing on it.
What's for design?
Well, no, that's called a comforter then.
They want to get as much money as possible out of you.
Or a bedspread. Yep. Or a coverlet. Or a quilt.
And you wonder why I don't know duvet.
Or
you
sleeping bag.
Ask me what I have on my bed.
What do you have on your bed?
Blankets.
Oh.
That's all I got.
Oh, God.
Here we go. We all learned something. Or apparently only me. I'm the only one who never heard of a duvet.
Well, there's a celeb wrapping themselves up drunk. Okay?
In a duvet.
Yes.
And we'll find out who that celeb is.
Next.
Duvet. I just like saying that. Next.
The Wake Up Call.
With Jason, Kelly, and Gavin.
On 107.9, The End.
Are you tired of the same old nightlife?
Powered by Smud.
107.9, The End. Wreck Check.
Shut up and die.
We got disabled. My name's Saul Skinny Matt. That's your Wreck Check on 107.9, The End.
107.9, The End.
Wake Up Call weather.
Good morning. I'm News 10 meteorologist Monica Woods.
The Wake Up Call.
I get my wake-up call from 107.9 The End.
Time to dish the dirt. Here's Kelly with your 60 seconds of sleaze.
Okay, so while Lance... so that's your 60 seconds of sleaze. I'm Kelly on 107.9 The End.
And you mentioned Lance Bass. I actually have... This is a big story out there.
What's that?
Paparazzi actually talked to Lance about his return to competitive cycling.
Not that one.
Oh, I know that. Lance Armstrong announced he's going to be back in competitive cycling. He's going to do the Tour de France. But
the paparazzi. I didn't even know he was in retirement.
Yeah, he retired. Yeah.
Wait,
I didn't
for know like that 1 month?
But he came out for a year. He skipped this past year. Maybe even two years. Maybe
wow.
2 years.
Sorry.
And he's coming back. It's a big story. But for some reason, paparazzi decided to ask Lance Bass what he thought about it.
And for some reason, Lance Bass is being asked about Lance Armstrong.
And I stole that line from them, obviously.
Good job.
Lance Armstrong.
Bicycling.
I don't believe in bicycling.
So.
That's awesome.
Lance Bass from NSYNC does not believe in bicycling. So.
Wow. So Lance Armstrong quit cycling for his libido?
I don't know.
So
don't
is
know.
He is his next bracelet he's going to make is like libido
Kelly?
Strong?
Kelly?
Instead of live strong?
It's not a
Kelly?
Bracelet.
No more questions.
Oh.
I don't believe in cycling either.
But seriously?
I don't
seriously.
Believe it. It does
hey,
not exist.
We should make those bracelets.
It's
Jason?
It's not a bracelet.
Anklet?
No. Hey, guys.
Oh, it's not an anklet either.
Oh.
Guys, after Usher, a story about fighting for your life against a wild animal.
Oh.
Wait till you hear this amazing, riveting, energetic, exciting audio. Next. Seriously, don't turn off your radio.
I don't believe in wild animals.
Don't turn off your radio. It's 107.9 The End of the Wake Up Call. 107.9 The End of the Wake Up Call. We have a Wake Up Call listener email coming up in just a bit. And wait till you hear the email we got about our New Kids on the Block contest that we did yesterday.
Was it something like, it was so funny, I love Gavin?
No, probably not.
No, it is going to blow. This is one of those emails that will blow your mind. And when you, and it's.
That sounds dangerous, Jason.
It sounds strange to say this, but I mean, you literally do need to hear this email.
Dear Wake Up Call, I will blow your mind.
I'm blown away. Yeah.
Ready to blow your mind.
But that's coming up in just a few.
TikTok.
After eight.
TikTok.
After eight, guys, Gavin, we'll see if he has the right stuff to get you.
Oh,
that's a different song. That's hanging tough.
Oh,
the right stuff.
Not hanging tough.
Wait, what was hanging tough?
They're so different, Jason.
Step by step.
Oh, so different.
So we got New Kids tickets after eight.